This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How testosterone production really works. The brain-gonad feedback loop explained. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Testosterone production is not determined by exercise intensity or gym performance, but rather by a tightly regulated feedback system involving the brain, pituitary gland, and testes. This neuroendocrine circuit, known as the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal, HPG axis, operates as a biological control system that responds to multiple signals, including sleep quality, metabolic status, and chronic stress, ultimately determining how much testosterone the body produces. Key takeaways: testosterone production is controlled by a feedback circuit between the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and testes, not by exercise alone. The hypothalamus senses energy status, sleep quality, and stress levels before signaling testosterone production. Negative feedback loops prevent excessive testosterone production and maintain hormonal balance. Chronic stress, sleep deprivation, and energy deficiency suppress the signal at the top of the axis, reducing testosterone output. Understanding this system explains why testosterone boosting interventions often fail without addressing underlying physiological stressors. Four hormonal signals control the HPG axis: from the hypothalamus, LH and FSH from the pituitary, and testosterone inhibin from the testes. The HPG axis, a four-stage feedback system, hormonal signaling cascade from brain to testes and back: hypothalamus, GnRH release, 100 pituitary, LH, FSH release, 80 cent, testes, testosterone synthesis, 6 feedback inhibition, rising testosterone, 40 source. Endocrinology, neuroendocrine control pathways, Georgian Medical Journal News. The hypothalamus, the brain's metabolic sensor. At the top of the HPG axis sits the hypothalamus, a small but critical brain region that functions as the body's primary metabolic and hormonal control center. The hypothalamus continuously monitors energy availability, sleep quality, physical stress, and emotional stress before deciding whether to initiate testosterone production. This represents a fundamental principle of endocrinology. The body protects survival functions before it prioritizes performance traits, muscle growth, bone density. When the hypothalamus detects adequate energy status and low stress, it releases gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, in precise, pulsatile patterns. These pulses are not constant. They occur at specific intervals and with specific amplitude. Disruption to this pulsatile pattern due to chronic stress, sleep loss, or caloric deficiency halts the entire cascade downstream, which is why elite athletes and individuals under extreme stress often experience suppressed testosterone despite high physical activity. Research published in the journal Endocrinology has documented that the frequency and amplitude of GnRH pulses directly determine LH secretion and downstream testosterone production. The pituitary relay, converting brain signals to hormonal instruction. The anterior pituitary gland responds to GnRH pulses by releasing luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle stimulating hormone, FSH. Critically, these are not testosterone themselves. They are chemical instructions that signal the testes to manufacture testosterone. LH specifically stimulates Leydig cells in the testes to synthesize and release testosterone, while FSH supports sperm production in Sertoli cells and promotes the release of inhibin, a feedback hormone that helps regulate the system. The pituitary's sensitivity to GnRH can be modulated by a range of physiological states. Studies in clinical endocrinology and metabolism demonstrate that chronic psychological stress reduces pituitary responsiveness to GnRH, effectively dampening the entire hormonal signal, even if the hypothalamus is trying to initiate it. This explains why stressed individuals often have lower testosterone despite training hard. The relay station is less responsive. Leydig cells and the testicular response, where testosterone is actually made. The actual production of testosterone occurs in Leydig cells within the testes, and this production is entirely dependent on the LH signal from the pituitary. When LH arrives at Leydig cells, it binds to LH receptors and triggers the enzymatic cascade that converts cholesterol into testosterone. The intensity of testosterone production is proportional to the strength and frequency of the LH signal, not to the intensity of the workout. A person can perform elite-level resistance training, but if LH signaling is suppressed due to energy deficit or chronic stress, testosterone production remains low. Sertoli cells, which receive the FSH signal, support sperm development and also release inhibin, a hormone that feeds back to the pituitary and hypothalamus to modulate further FSH and GnRH release. This dual-cell system, Leydig plus Sertoli, ensures that both testosterone production and sperm development are coordinated and regulated. Research in the Journal of Clinical Investigation shows that Leydig cell testosterone output scales with LH dose, confirming that the hormone is made on demand, not stockpiled. Negative feedback, the brake pedal that protects balance. As testosterone levels rise, the hormone circulates through the bloodstream and re-enters the brain, where it binds to receptors in the hypothalamus and anterior pituitary. This triggers negative feedback. High testosterone suppresses GnRH release from the hypothalamus and reduces pituitary sensitivity to GnRH. The result is a self-limiting system that prevents runaway testosterone production. Inhibin, released by Sertoli cells, also feeds back to inhibit FSH release, creating a second brake on the system. This negative feedback loop is not a flaw. It is essential for homeostasis. Without it, testosterone levels would spike dangerously and then crash unpredictably. The body's goal is not to maximize testosterone. It is to produce the appropriate amount for the current physiological state. When testosterone falls below the set point, the brake is released and production resumes. This is why exogenous testosterone from steroid use powerfully suppresses the endogenous HPG axis. External testosterone triggers so much negative feedback that the brain and pituitary shut down production entirely, often leading to testicular atrophy and infertility. Data from Endocrinology and Metabolism Clinics of North America document this suppression mechanism in detail. The hypothalamic-pituitary-gonadal axis is a closed-loop control system where testosterone production depends not on exercise, but on the strength of the GnRH signal from the brain, a signal that is suppressed by chronic stress, sleep loss, and energy deficiency. Based on endocrinological consensus in clinical endocrinology and the American Journal of Physiology. What this means, for patients, if you have low testosterone despite regular exercise, assess sleep quality, chronic stress levels, and nutritional adequacy. These factors suppress the HPG axis before poor genetics or age do. Addressing these upstream signals is more effective than seeking testosterone supplementation without diagnosis. For clinicians, when evaluating low testosterone, check the entire axis, measure LH and FSH to distinguish primary hypogonadism, testicular failure, from secondary hypogonadism, HPG suppression. Secondary hypogonadism due to stress, sleep loss, or energy deficit is often reversible by correcting the underlying stressor. Prescribing testosterone without addressing axis suppression can further damage endogenous production. For policymakers, public health messaging about testosterone and male health should emphasize sleep, stress management, and nutritional adequacy as foundational pillars, not supplements or natural boosters. Workplace stress reduction programs and sleep public health initiatives may have measurable benefits on population level androgen status and related health outcomes. Frequently asked questions: can you boost testosterone through exercise alone? Exercise can support testosterone production by maintaining metabolic health and reducing stress, but only if the HPG axis is not suppressed. If sleep, nutrition, or stress are inadequate, hard training may actually lower testosterone by further stressing the system. The hypothalamus evaluates the total cost benefit of training against energy availability before signaling testosterone production. Why do some people have low testosterone despite being fit and young? Low testosterone in young, fit individuals often reflects secondary hypogonadism, suppression of the HPG axis due to chronic stress, inadequate sleep, overtraining without adequate recovery, or hidden energy deficit. These conditions suppress GnRH release from the hypothalamus, halting the entire cascade. The problem is at the top of the axis, not in the testes themselves. Is testosterone supplementation safe if you have low levels? Testosterone supplementation can restore symptoms of hypogonadism, but it also suppresses endogenous production through negative feedback. Before starting supplementation, the underlying cause should be identified. If the low testosterone is due to reversible stress or sleep loss, addressing those factors may restore natural production. If supplementation is necessary, medical monitoring is essential to prevent testicular atrophy and fertility loss. The HPG axis demonstrates a fundamental principle in endocrinology. Hormones are not boosted in response to willpower or exercise intensity. They are regulated by feedback control systems that balance multiple physiological priorities. Understanding this system shifts the conversation from how do I hack my hormones to what signals is my body receiving about energy, stress, and survival. For more on how body systems regulate health, readers are encouraged to explore educational resources on neuroendocrinology and metabolic control. As research in clinical endocrinology continues to clarify these mechanisms, the evidence points toward a simple truth. Sustainable testosterone production requires sustainable sleep, stress management, and adequate nutrition, not supplements or extreme training. Source: Testosterone isn't made in the gym.